and Anna are prophets. Both are filled with the Holy Spirit, given gifts to see with God's eyes and speak with God's voice. And they have been waiting in a sort of prolonged season of Advent to see God's promises to them fulfilled. They have been waiting to see for themselves how God will accomplish the redemption of the people of Israel. The Holy Spirit has revealed to Simeon that he will not die until he sees the Messiah. And on a certain day, the Spirit nudges him to make a trip to the temple. What Simeon finds there, or rather, who Simeon finds, is a newborn baby, Jesus, brought to the temple by his parents in accordance with Jewish law, which requires that new mothers come to the temple to make an offering soon after giving birth. And Simeon knows. He takes the baby in his arms and praises God for sending the salvation of God's people into the world and for allowing him to see it. Anna, too, knows who Jesus is as soon as she sees him. She begins to tell everyone at the temple that she has seen the one who will redeem Israel. It is a beautiful scene of God's promises fulfilled, a long waiting ended, years of praying and fasting leading to this glorious revelation. Waiting for the Lord is a theme in Scripture. Abraham and Sarah waited for years for God's promise of a son to be fulfilled. Moses and the Hebrew people wait for decades in the wilderness to come to the promised land. God's people in exile in Babylon wait for forgiveness and restoration. And like Simeon and Anna, the people of Israel have waited for generations for the coming of the Messiah. In all these stories, God's promise is fulfilled, prayers are answered, waiting comes to an end. They are the stories at the heart of our faith, which tell us that God is faithful and fulfills God's promises, that God is at work in the world for the sake of God's people. Wait for the Lord, whose day is near. Wait for the Lord, be strong, take heart. We also wait for the Lord in our own lives. We wait for God's presence, for restoration, for healing. And for many of us, the answer to prayer that we long for never comes. A life ends, a relationship doesn't last, a dreamed-for future is lost. Yet, still, we wait. On the website for her podcast, Everything Happens, Kate Bowler writes, "Every week, I usually forget most of the basics. You are loved. Life is absurd. Being human is hard." All of her work, her podcast, her writing, the blessings that she shares go toward helping us find the beauty, remember the love in the midst of that absurd and hard human life. The Psalms and the prophets are aware of these realities of life. Life is absurd, and being human is hard. They also carry the refrain of waiting for the Lord. Psalm 130 says, "I wait for the Lord. My soul waits in hope more than the watchman waits for the morning." Psalm 27 ends with the words that I've just sung, "Wait for the Lord, be strong, let your heart take courage, wait for the Lord." I learned to do contemplative prayer with the psalm verse from Psalm 62, "For you alone, O God, my soul waits in silence." And Isaiah says, they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. So what exactly does it mean for us to wait for the Lord? I think this is the sort of waiting means expecting God to show up. And it invites us to be open to God showing up in unexpected ways. It invites us to recognize when the Holy Spirit shows up and does not always what we expect or hope for, but what is life-giving for us all the same. It invites us to remember first and foremost that God loves us madly and never lets us go. Simeon and Anna have been waiting for a Messiah, a Savior to rescue their people from Roman oppression. They are waiting for a king in the line of David to restore the people of Israel. I don't know exactly what they are expecting, but I doubt that it is a young couple from nowhere showing up in the temple with a newborn. Yet, when Simon and Anna see Jesus, one baby among all the babies who are brought day after day to be presented at the temple according to law, they recognize him. Their eyes are open to know immediately who he is, God's son, the Messiah, the one who will save God's people. Probably not what they expected or even what they'd hoped for, but they have waited and prayed and hoped for years, and now they see God at work in their lives, in the world, and they are filled with joy. It is easy to forget the basics, that we are loved without measure, that life is absurd and being human is hard, and yet God is at work in the world and in our lives. But when I pray, when I worship, when I sing, when I see the evening glow on the mountains which takes my breath away, or the smile of a loved one, I am reminded. My soul waits for the Lord, and in God is my hope. Those who wait for the Lord shall be given courage and strength. And what's more, as Scripture tells us, the Lord waits as well. The Lord waits to be gracious to us. The Lord waits for us to be still and know that God is there. Even as we wait on God, God is also waiting on us to be still and let God in, to open our eyes and hearts to see God's unexpected presence, so that we might sing along with Simeon at the fulfillment of God's promises. Wait for the Lord, whose day is here now. Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart. And in the midst of this absurd, hard, and beautiful life, know that you are loved. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.